Hey, what is up? What's going on, everybody? Joe, Radio 690 ADV. Thanks for stopping in and spending a little bit of time with me as I just kind of spitball some tips or some ideas or some things that are just kind of going on, you know, out in the old motorcycle world. But that's what it's all about, man. It's all about the motorcycles, the dual sports, the adventure bikes, enduros, all that type of stuff. Adventure camping. You name it, that's what we're all about. Hey, don't forget, if you'd like to, you know, help the channel out, don't hesitate to push that little button and be a sponsor of our channel. Also, don't forget, down in the description area, if you'd like, we have got our Amazon store up. It's running, it's going, and if you need anything from gear, from boots, jackets, pants, any of that type of stuff, it's really easy to do it. If you're already shopping on Amazon, it helps us out, and maybe we can get you on your way to adventurizing all the stuff that you need to do. It's amazon.com/shop/690ADV. It's that easy. It's that simple. And we appreciate you if you order anything off of our store or anything off of Amazon just by clicking the link. Anyway, today on the Radio 690 ADV, we're going to talk a little maintenance is what we're going to talk about. I'm real bad. And the reason that I'm talking about the maintenance is because I have to replace a battery. I'm not exactly sure how you are, but for new riders and guys that are just coming into the adventure side or the dual sport side of the world, well, you know what? Maintenance on your battery is really a good idea. And here's the deal. I am not real good at it. I am not. I forget all the time that I have a battery tender plug, and I always forget to plug that SAE into the wall at night, especially in the winter time. That's the worst time to leave your battery without being tendered, because that cold weather will just do havoc on that battery over periods of time. Now, batteries are usually pretty good, especially if you buy a decent one, but you don't have to break the bank in order to get a decent battery and keep it charged, and it could last you several years. Now, these are ADV batteries, so they're not made like for your car to last 5-6 years. Now, some will, if you do the right maintenance on it, but that's kind of what today is all about. Maintaining your battery and making sure that you actually take care of it. So what are some of the things that you might want to do to maintain the battery and get the most out of that battery so that it's going to last a good long time and you maximize that dollar when you put it on there? Well, the first thing that I do and that I should keep reminding myself to do is to basically take the tender and remember that it's there, and then maybe put a schedule on it. Not in the summertime, because it's really not needed in the summertime, but in the wintertime, like I said, that cold weather, it will just wreak havoc on your battery. Now, depending on where your battery is located, every motorcycle is not different. They're all gonna, I mean, they're not all the same, so they're gonna be a little bit different. The one I'm replacing is the Honda CRF. It is on the clutch side and it's just under the seat behind the first panel. Now, not every bike's the same. The KTM is underneath the seat. The BMW, it's underneath the tank. I mean, because it's not even a real tank because the tank is in the back. That was on my GS800. Now, first thing, locate your battery. Next thing is once you've located your battery, find out how much room that you have on the connection points to that battery. That's really going to help out a lot. Now, after you've done all that little research and all that little hoop-de-doo, what you want to do is then get your battery tender cable. And you want to get a battery tender cable that is A, rated for the outdoors. It's actually made for a motorcycle. And not only that, it actually has plugs so that you can close up, yes, the ends. That way you don't get any shortening or any of that stuff to where you actually blow your fuse. And it should have a fuse plug on it, especially on the positive side. So that way you don't have any backtrack that actually goes in and blows other things or other fuses on your bike. So get your SAE cable or your tender cable and then locate a nice easy spot that you can find it. I usually put mine somewhere just sticking out of the side, somewhere by the foot peg area or somewhere on the back side of the frame. You can put it anywhere you like, whatever it's easy for you to get to and that you can remember, so that you can use that maintenance from that SEE plug so that you can plug in your tender that actually goes into the 110 into your wall when you pull your bike in your shop at night. Now, once you've got that all done, if you located that, make sure that wherever your wires or cables are going, they are not basically going to be in areas, especially on these dual sport Enduros. These are not street bikes. You're probably going to take them off the road. And if you do, a lot of dust, a lot of vibration. So those things, you want to try to avoid as much contact to other areas on the bike as possible. Reason being, you'll wear through that wire and then you'll get a short and then it's just not going to do its job. The other thing is, make sure that your connections onto the battery are good, clean, and try to get them lubricated. Get that battery contact spray so that way it keeps it, so you don't get a lot of rusting, a lot of residue, you know, all that chalking, that little green looking foamy looking stuff that comes over time to where it actually can hinder your battery. Now, once you've located all of that, you want to go in and make sure that once you have everything taken apart, that everything is going to fit. Don't get a cable that is so thick that you can't A, close your panel, or it doesn't fit, or you have to go get different bolts so that you can connect it to your battery terminals. Make sure that it works just good. A nice little probably 14 to 16 gauge, even 18 gauge will work just fine. You don't have to get 12 or 10 gauge or any of that stuff. If you can find it, that's great, but not necessary. You're not trying to jump the bike off. You're just trying to maintain and maintenance that battery. Now, once you get that all done, make sure everything fits, make sure they're all plugged in, and then you want to screw your bolts down, and then you want to make sure that everything is all nice and tucked in. Again, you don't want this stuff bouncing around and rubbing to where you're actually tearing through your wires and you're going to get yourself a short, and then you're going to end up shortening out your fuse, and then it's not going to do you any good whatsoever if you've got to plug that in at night by doing whatever. So now that you've got that all done, button everything back up and then make sure it works. Now, plug it into the wall, make sure the light goes on. It should basically go red, and then when it's fully charged, it should go green. A lot of these new tenders are actually smart capable that they won't overcharge, but they also won't undercharge. So once they notice that all the cells are charged, it'll actually shut itself off, wait for the battery to discharge a little bit, then it'll kick itself back on, charge it back up to that point of full, and then turn itself back off. So that's real nice. Don't skimp on your tender, because if you skimp on your tender, then basically what happens is you're just going to get something that's not going to do a great job, and it could either overcharge, and by overcharging, you can basically deplete those cells and basically kill your battery faster than you would, and you know, than you want it to whenever you have it. But battery tenders are really a good thing to have. You might want to think about maybe picking one up and adding it onto your motorcycle if you don't already have one. Sometimes if you buy a used bike, just look around. A lot of times they put them up underneath the framing of the backside of the bike. They're kind of hard to see and find, but if you see that little SAE cable sticking out, then you know that you have a tender and it's hooked up to your battery. And those are really nice to have. I'm telling you, they don't, it's never a big deal until it's a big deal. That's a saying that we have. So battery tenders, make sure you get one, put it on your bike. They're fantastic. They're gonna keep your battery. They're gonna save your battery. And don't be like me and forget that you have it and forget to plug it in, and your battery pretty much dies and I have to replace it on this Honda CRF 250L. But at the end of the day, you got to pay to play. So that's my thing. That's my mistake. So now I'm trying to pass it on to you so that you don't make the mistakes that I've already made. Hey, I'm Joe. This is Radio 690 ADB. Thanks for stopping in and thanks for being part of the podcast. And hopefully some of this stuff helps out. And if you have anything that you'd like, you know, me to talk about or to dig into and create a podcast on, hey, don't hesitate. Hit me up at 690adb@gmail.com. man, I love doing this type of stuff. It's so much fun, especially when it comes from somebody else. So if you do, just put it in the subject line, just podcast idea, and man, I'll put it together and make sure you give me your name. If you have a handle on YouTube or if you have a handle on some of that, man, I'll give you a shout out and all that good stuff too, because that's what it's all about. It's about everybody helping everybody. But yeah, battery tenders, maintenance of that battery, that way you don't leave yourself stranded. Not only that, maybe you just want to go for a ride one day and you come on and you get the old click, 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 and that's the absolute worst. Then you got to jump your bike off and it's not going to run the same and you're afraid to turn it off because it won't fire back up. That's another subject we're going to get in later, micro jumper cables. So anyway, hey, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate you. Don't forget, 690ADV@gmail.com anytime. And don't forget, if you need any gear or anything, man, down there in the description, it's right there. Just click it or just go directly to it. Amazon.com/shop/690ADV. We got all sorts of stuff in there that's actually proven. I own most everything that's in there and it's ready to go, man. And we've already done the research for you. It helps the channel. We appreciate you. Anyway, don't forget about our YouTube channel, youtube.com/690ADV. And we have hundreds of videos on there. So like I said, you guys have a great day. Thank you so much. And don't forget, subscribe to our podcast. Do it now. Do it today. 690 out.